actually the parent or anything like that, but maybe spends a lot of time with him, maybe through some sort of formal program or something like that.
Yeah, and I think that's probably kind of a psychological thing, a surrogate mother or father or parent. Kind of like a surrogate monkey.
Have you ever used any of these other terms, play mom or play daddy?
No, huh? Huh?
What about when you were growing up, maybe several children that you associated with regularly, identified with? What would you call
nuclear them? Peer group.
Oh, shit. To drag.
Just like playmates, pals, friends. Cohorts. Looking back, I would say cohorts. I wouldn't have when I was a kid. I wouldn't have known the word. Cronies. Now I've used cronies when I was a kid. Yeah.
Any sort of, when you were growing up, any games that involved pretty raunchy verbal exchanges? One person tried to outdo the other and insult him?
No, just for the usual childish fare, I can't remember anything like, I think you're probably talking about playing the dozens and all that stuff, and I can't remember anything like that. There were times when you would argue about, well, this tree's on my dad's property and it's not your tree. that's about as insulting as things got, I guess.
Well, anything, maybe if a kid moved into the neighborhood, anything that he had to go through before he could become a brother?
Well, it was always good if a boy were good at sports or had some kind of inclination towards sports or had some kind of special talent besides playing the piano or or anything that was considered sissy. But I can't remember any specific initiation rites as such. They had to prove themselves, that they were good guys and good girls, and but I can't remember anything real that I can really pin down.
What about what kinds of games you played when you were growing up?
Well, hide and go seek, tag, red rover, which involved you would call a person's name, you have two lines of kids parallel to one another, and you would take turns each calling a name from the other line. Red rover, send Joe Blow right over, and Joe Blow would run towards you and try to break. You would hold hands, and Joe Blow would try to break your string.
Whatever your clothesline.
Right. And if he didn't break it, he had to stay on your side. If he did, he could go back to his side and take somebody with him. And Ring Around the Rosie, and London Bridge is Falling Down. Marbles. And I really don't have any kinds of names for specific kinds of marbles. We just played with marbles, and usually in a circle. And you put several in the middle, and you have a shooter. And the shooter was usually a larger marble. It was always a larger marble, as a matter of fact. And I think they're called agates. But, I didn't play a whole lot of marbles. Jacks, Played doctor in the, you know, later in later development.
When you got in junior high school?
No, that was mostly in grammar school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you discovered girls in junior high.
No, well, see, you played doctor. In grammar school, you played doctor without really knowing the implications of anything you did.
Mm.
I mean, I did. I'm sure other people didn't.
Mm.
But, I mean, I was aware of what all the differences were when I was in grammar school, but I never took any...